Delta. RAR in 0TR. Oh boy, you got a good memory. You remember my name, and I appreciate that. Well, the sun's supposed to shine today, and give me a name on the next transmission.
Rich, Tom. Romeo Indian Charlie Hotel.
Good morning, Rich. Nice to hear you this morning. I'll have to remember the R in the RAR. Maybe that's your initials. Mine is my initials for my name, so kind of lucky there. We are headed for the most dangerous parking lot in the world. Cigar. That would be Walmart. Because they really walk among us. Shoot, let me turn my radio down in the background here. I was listening to... who was that singing that Western song, Bruce? Willie Nelson. But we just been to the compactor dump, if you want to call it, and got rid of our stuff before the kids fly in tomorrow for a few days for Christmas. And we just got to go get some basic mass consumables, as they call them, down at Walmart. I need some foot pads for my foot and a couple of other things. But I'll be glad to see this rain go. We got 2.56 inches this morning from midnight. And we'd already had an inch and a quarter yesterday, Rick.
Good to see you go also. We do have to go to work this afternoon, and we're in and out of the truck a few times. So, yeah, we'll be glad that it's over by the time I get there. And we're on our way to do a little birthday shopping. It's the other half's birthday tomorrow. So if I don't get the gifts today, then I'm going to run around last minute tomorrow.
You know, and Christmas, that's for sure. Well, it was our son-in-law's birthday up in Michigan today, too, by golly. He turned a big 60. And, Rich, what kind of occupation you have? What do you drive?
I drive a small little delivery truck. We deliver parts for a local parts company.
Roger. Well, thanks for doing that. I'll tell you, parts have been scarce lately, according to what I've heard. Thankfully, we don't drive a lot anymore because I'm 74 and we just don't have reason to. And we don't travel far from the home, QTH. I don't know if I'd even like to be honest with you, whether I was able to or not. I'm okay to drive, and but I get all stoved up when I drive long distances.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
There's another familiar voice. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, how are you? Join the queue, though.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Tom. I'm not actually mobile. I don't know why I said mobile. It's force of habit from being in the car, but today I'm sitting at home. And I'm glad because down below my house, on the road below my house, before it gets to the bridge, it crosses the creek, somebody went off the road and into the woods. And they got a fire truck down there and tow trucks trying to pull the car out. And I don't know whether anybody got hurt, but, you know, I'm not going to wander down there in the rain to figure it out. And I've had almost 2.6 inches of rain at my house, Tom. Over.
Well, good morning, Rusty, and you're sounding better all the time. I got a little stuffiness and cold today, but nothing bad. Bernice is over here. Want to say hi, Rusty.
Hi, Rusty.
And there's the War Department. And you got exactly what we got. We got 2.56, so that's real close to 2.6. And I noticed there was about an inch and a quarter on there before we went to bed, so... Almost over 4 inches of rain, Rusty. And that's a lot of rain. Boy, it makes the fescue look good out in the yard, I'll tell you. It's nice and green, but nobody else within a mile of us has green grass. Go ahead, Rich. This is N0TR. Maybe Rich got a phone call or something.
Checking to see if he was there, but yeah. He, of course, he's driving too. He's driving a delivery truck, so he maybe had to stop and make a delivery. Anyway, and I could see cars stopping down on the road out in front of my house, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I walked out on the porch, I could see flashing red lights down by the bridge. So I went back in, got me a jacket and a hat, and walked out to the road and looked down the road, picked up my mail while I was out there. And I could see fire truck down there, I could see a tow truck down there, I could see where they were trying to pull somebody's car out of the woods on my side of the road down there. And there's a curve right down there where that bridge is, and that bridge has a tendency to have water settle on it with a lot of rain. That's how I got sideswiped years ago. Some guy came flooding down through there, and he knew about that water setting on the my side of it. And he slid over to the other side. He went left of the yellow line, and I was there. And he raked me from front bumper to rear bumper, pushed me into the side of the bridge. Fortunately, they just put up a new barrier on the side. But, oh, well, anyhow, that's the way it is. Like I said, I have no need to be out there today, so I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I got one of those little white square trailers here in front of me. I don't know who it is. But he's pretty near got a flat tire on that thing. I guess he knows it. Or else his load shifted badly in the back of it, because it's really leaning over about 15 degrees or so to the right. Some kind of contractor. Maybe the load's just shifted that way. Well, we got lucky this morning, Rusty. There wasn't hardly anybody at the dump. I think it was DJW saying this was a good day to go. And the kids are flying in on Friday, and we've been very blessed with just the rain from what I've seen on all the weather channels. My gracious, they really got clobbered down there in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and that area.
Mention that, and all. Richard, you come back?
Yeah, I did. I hope I didn't step on you. Yeah, we're not working until 1 o'clock. We're out getting gifts for the wife for her birthday tomorrow, and we're at our first stop. So, Tom, good talking to you. Rusty, good talking to you. And we will hopefully catch you back on the rebound. All right, gentlemen, take care. W1RAR will be clear.
Yeah, you was getting in a bad place there, Rich, but 73 is nice to hear you this morning. You have a good day and Merry Christmas. If we don't see you before then, W2T and 0TR.
Hi, Richard. Have a good day. Be careful out there on the road running around and all those shoppers. I wouldn't get out there to do any shopping today for a bit. It's getting too close to Christmas. We're just a little over a week away, so I'm going to stay out of it as much as I can. Anyway, so Tom, are you just out running around and just causing havoc on the road, huh?
Roger. Well, Bernice needs some Rolos for some treats she's making, and they're good. They're little pretzels, and they have a Rolo on them, and then you pop in the oven with a big pecan on top of them. And, I need some things for my foot, Rusty. That I get every now and then, those corn pads or something, and two or three little things like that, or we wouldn't be going. It sucks trying to go shopping right now. We're out here by Greer and Nissan on the west side of town, so almost pulling into Walmart, which I say is the most dangerous parking lot in the world, so I better let you go, buddy. Holler if you get a chance, and good to hear you getting squared away on your demo work. And the parking lot is flooded.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. I'll be around. The radio's on today, so I'll be listening. Holler at me later. N0TR, W2T. Be careful out there.